Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.
Hello and welcome to show 218 of our podcast, Absolutely Intercultural, which is the third of a series of Erasmus podcasts to celebrate and highlight the 30th anniversary of the most successful of all student exchange programs. My name is Laurent Borgmann and I will guide you through our show. In this episode, we are going to hear from a real Erasmus couple who explain how Erasmus has completely changed their private lives. Then we will listen to four Erasmus students who will give good advice to future exchange students. And finally, we will hear about internationalization at home, where a German student will tell us how socializing with his new Erasmus friends from all over the world has helped him internationalize himself without leaving the country. In our first category, absolutely romantic, our Erasmus couple, Cedric from Germany and Amama from Pakistan, will share some positive experiences about how they met during their Erasmus semester in Izmir, Turkey.
Without Erasmus, we wouldn't have met. Without Erasmus, there wouldn't have been the chance of the two of us getting the way of living together and getting to know Germany.
In our second category, absolutely useful, four exchange students from Georgia, Spain and Jordan will give you some useful advice that will simplify your preparation for your stay abroad. For example, you should arrive in the new country with enough money in your pockets.
First advice I will tell everyone is like, think that you are going abroad without any money, without any scholarship or something, and try to save as much as you can before coming.
In our final category, absolutely indirect, a Rainer campus student will share his intercultural experiences with his buddy from India. First, he was very careful and tried out how he could socialize with the Indian. But in the end, they just turned into good friends.
You can't do the things with them with what you are doing here in Germany with your normal friends, and so you, the first time you try to find out how he react of everything, and then at the end he was a normal guy. We played, we had fun together.
But now let us start with the show. In our first category, absolutely romantic, our guests Amama and Cedric will give us an insight into their married lives. They are what we call an Erasmus couple. And they will tell us how they met during their exchange semester in Izmir, how they first lived in Turkey, and how they planned their future in Germany.
I met Cedric in Turkey, actually. He came there on Erasmus, and we had some common friends. And we used to meet each other through friends. And some Erasmus events in the university also, Erasmus parties and gatherings also.
So is it safe to say that the two of you are together now and you are married because of Erasmus?
At least we could say that without Erasmus, we wouldn't have met. Without Erasmus, there wouldn't have been the chance of the two of us living together and getting to know Germany as a base. So without Erasmus, it would have been hard for us.
What about the language? Do you speak any Turkish?
Actually, in the beginning, I didn't know many Erasmus people, so my base was like with my Turkish friends, and we were traveling a lot, we were talking, we were going to cafes and just hanging out. And during that time, I always tried to improve my Turkish and to order in Turkish, and I asked my friends for pronunciation, and it was a long fight, but I would say in the end, I was really able to talk in Turkish, probably not in the best grammar, but everybody could understand what was meant and they could reply me. And if they talk slow, yes, I would also understand everything.
Okay. Now, what about you? Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Ja, jetzt spreche ich Deutsch, aber vorher am Anfang war sehr schwer für mich.
Wow, that sounds very good, actually. You're doing a good job there. So you learned German very quickly. I know that you didn't grow up in Turkey, so you also had to learn Turkish first. Did you learn that at school?
No, I didn't actually learn Turkish because the studies were already in English. I learned it to get around in Turkey with basic things. But when I came to Germany, I preferred to learn German because we wanted to stay here and build up a life here. So I thought language is very important because it's the base of everything. So to get to know a country, you need to get to know a language first. Yes.
That is true. Now, you also speak another language. You're originally from Pakistan, I understand. Yes. So what is the language? Is it Urdu?
It's Urdu. I speak Urdu and English and now a little bit of German. Okay. And understand Turkish and speak also a little bit.
I heard somewhere that there are a million Erasmus babies around in the world. If you have your own children, what are you going to do about the languages? And which language? Let's assume you stay here in Germany. Do you already have plans for that?
Actually, we are thinking a lot about it, yeah. And we will definitely have children. And the languages they would speak would probably be quite a few. It would definitely be German. There's no way around. Yeah. English is a good thing, as there is one native speaker, and my English is also not the worst. And then for sure they would also learn the native language of my wife. It would be the Urdu language from Pakistan. So they definitely would start with three languages when they start going to school.
Okay. Well, we wish you all the luck for that. And we keep our fingers crossed that everything is working in all these three languages. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, Erasmus sounds like the best recipe for putting together a truly intercultural family. Just imagine, any future children are going to speak three languages, even before they go to school. Moving on to our next category of our podcast, Absolutely Useful. In our second part, four Erasmus students, Nino and Beka from Georgia, Ibrahim from Jordan, and Omar from Spain will offer some incredibly valuable advice to future Erasmus exchange students. So, if you plan to spend a semester abroad, you better listen attentively. Let's see what they have in store for us, starting with Nino.
I didn't come to Germany alone. I came with a friend from my home country. And it was really nice that I had someone beforehand. But on the other hand, I would like to advise other students not to stick to the people who they come with from their own countries and try to internationalize themselves as much as possible and try to find people from different countries with a different background and to be friends with those friends and not the ones that they already
That sounds easy, but I find that in real life it's quite difficult to get away from the people from your own nationality. Any advice from you?
I would think the first advice I would tell everyone is like, think that you are going abroad without any money, without any scholarship or something, and try to save as much as you can before coming.
Okay.
One of the examples would be, and this is something that happened with me and I really benefited from, before coming here, try to search if there were German students in your university the semester before.
Ah, okay.
That would be a really helpful idea. And he can help you in a way or more inside the Remagen in your first 2 weeks.
From my experience, I really didn't know that I should pay the deposit, which is called in Germany Kaution. When I came here, I was facing the problem, which should be difficult.
Okay, was that a problem for everybody?
For me, no, because I think there is always a good way of knowing about the laws and the problems that this country is facing. So it's reading the news of the country before you come here. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you can have a first idea of how is life in the country you are going to visit. So.
Okay, so did you listen to news or how did you get information about the country, in this case, Germany?
Mainly we had conversations in my home country, like they made introduction about Germany, introduction about basic introduction about the places that we are going to, and it will give you a basic function like
idea of what
What will you see when you arrive?
How true was that to the reality in the end? I mean, what they told you in Jordan, did you find that this was very helpful or was it based on stereotypes?
In Jordan, they collected some stereotypes that we had before.
Okay.
Like, for example, from the beginning, they told us, like, if you like football, don't imagine that all Germans like football.
Okay, any more advice you have for students? What can they do before they arrive in the new place?
the main advice for me from my situation is that please carefully revise the contract of the rent when you sign on it, because I signed until the end of the August, but I'm now living in the mid of the month, and the landlord is not going to give me this money of the half of the month.
Oh, okay.
So they are very strict and be careful about contracts.
Thank you, Nino, Beka, Ibrahim and Omar, for your good advice. It is true, in the beginning, when you don't know enough German, maybe you need a native speaker by your side to help you with contracts. And at Rhein A Campus, we have a buddy system which matches international students with local students, such as Robert. So in our last category, absolutely indirect, we will interview not an Erasmus student, but rather a German student who thinks he benefited from close contact with the internationals. Robert, a local student from Rhein A Campus, will tell us how the buddy system had a positive influence on his own internationalization at home.
Yeah, in the last semester I thought to go abroad, and then at our campus they offered like the buddy system. I saw it, and then I thought maybe it's a good chance to get in contact with international people.
Okay.
And to improve maybe my English for my exchange semester.
So it was strategic. You thought this is a good preparation for going abroad?
Yes. It was like that, mostly like this.
Okay. What are the tasks of a buddy? So what did you do as a buddy?
It was first to make it easier for my buddy to be here for the first time for him, or to help him how he come from the airport to the campus or something like this. And then, yeah, just that he have a good time here, to help him with everything when he have some questions.
Okay, which country was your buddy from?
My buddy was from India.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So that's quite a different culture.
Yes, I've met before one time Indian, but for 1 or 2 days just. So it was my first time to spend time with an Indian guy.
Did you think it made a difference that he was from India, or would you have done the same things if he had been from Norway or from Jordan?
Yeah, I think you have before some stereotypes of each country or something, and you know maybe you can't do things with them with what you are doing here in Germany with your normal friends, and so the first time you try to find out how he react of everything, and then at the end he was a normal guy. We played, we had fun together.
Now, what were the things you did with him? Did you go to the cinema, or what? Did you go out and have meals, or did you invite him to your home?
Yeah, the first thing I met him at the campus, and then I know that he likes football, for example. Then I invite him to go with me to play football at the campus sports.
Oh, great.
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
And yeah, also I invited him to my home. We played FIFA on the PlayStation.
Okay.
He was not so good. Yes, and then with the time we also spend time with the other international students, go to hiking or something. And yeah.
Okay, how did that happen? How did you get introduced to the whole group of the internationals through events?
It was before the semester started. So we were hiking on the Apple Alley, and there was a lot of, or the most of the other international students. So this was my first contact with all of them.
Did you have any strategies there? Did you behave differently from the Robert who would go out with his friends?
Yes. I remember that I came to the campus and I only knew Tushar, the Indian, my buddy from the, and he was not there when I came. He was late. So I stayed like alone, and the other students, they know each other, and I didn't know everyone. So it was, I stayed there and was waiting for Tushar because I know him. And
You needed to be introduced to the other international students.
Yes.
What other nationalities were there, do you remember?
Yes, there were some from Spain, Jordan, Azerbaijan, Georgia.
Now, which were the situations where you had the best conversations?
The best time, I think, was when I traveled with them. We was, for example, in Paris, Brussels, or Berlin.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in the bus,
one trip or several trips?
No, it was one trip to Paris and Brussels, and then another trip was to Berlin for one weekend each. So we had time in the bus, a lot of time, so you can speak there in the city or in the hotel.
Think about it. Maybe you can internationalize yourself at your home university by volunteering to be a buddy for an international exchange student. In Robert's case, this intercultural contact was perhaps the best preparation for his own Erasmus exchange to Sweden, which will start next semester. We wish him good luck. Thank you all who joined us for today's show. Please check out our website at absolutelyintercultural.com. Here you can find more information about this and about previous episodes. And if you liked our show, please like us on Facebook too. Our next show will be coming to you from Anne Fox in Denmark on the 6th of October 2017. Until then, bleiben Sie absolut interkulturell. Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturalisch.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.